Hey, Baruch Levy, B here from the Defiant Spirit, and we are in the midst of a video and podcast series called The Journey from Slavery to Freedom. Every day of Passover, I'm walking myself and those who are participating and listening through this journey. You don't have to be Jewish. It's for Christians. It's for Muslims. It's for atheists. It's for Americans. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are. We all are on this journey from daily slavery to freedom. It's an eternal journey that peoples have been making, my people have been making as a Jew, yours, wherever you come from, and ultimately that's what I want to talk about today. One of the things that just will not leave the Jewish people alone is, of course, Jew hatred, anti-Semitism, Jew hatred, and there are many different explanations. If you want a great book on it, the definitive book on it, it's Why the Jews by Dennis Prager and Joseph Telushkin, both my teachers. Tremendous book. I don't know if they talk about this reason, but it is a reason that I see, and I've heard it a lot lately, especially with the DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion conversations, social justice, social equity. And it's the Jews have been left out of those conversations. They started in those conversations, but there's a hierarchy in DEI and in fighting for social equity. I was participating, regretfully participated in it for 2 years, and I think it's a failed cause. Now I think it's a morally corrupt cause, because one of the things that has happened since October 7th, when Israelis and Jews were massacred, and non-Jews were massacred by Hamas, is that it became real clear real quickly that there's a pecking order in that DEI world. And, you know, there's like hierarchy of the oppressed. And Jews were the low man or woman on the totem pole. Like they didn't count. They counted until they didn't count. Why? Because they're white. We're not white, by the way. Go to Israel. There are more people of color there than there are people of Caucasian European descent. I clearly don't fully fit the bill of European. Somebody was messing around with somebody back in the old days. So the bottom line is Jews are considered white. They're written off. They're considered a dominant power. Doesn't matter our numbers. You know, most people don't realize the Jewish people are 2% on a good day of American population, 0.01% of the world population. As I always say, there are more Uwadadugu in North Africa than there are Jews. How many Uwadadugians do you know? That's not mine, by the way. That's Dennis Prager's. None. I mean, I shouldn't presume. I don't know any. How many Jews do you know? How many Jews have you heard of and making tremendous contributions to the world? The list is staggering. I talked about it in my first video. So we're considered powerful. So therefore, we're no longer considered a minority or victim status. And I would agree with them. We're not victim status, but I would also challenge them that wherever you find yourself in that DEI equation, you shouldn't be on that totem pole. I guess that's not PC anymore. The ladder, you should remove yourself from the rung. Why? Because that ladder of victimization, I'm not saying it's not true. Blacks, Jews, gays, women, all throughout history have various degrees of victimization. Victimization is not a choice. However, as a teacher of mine, Edith Eger, says, Holocaust survivor, logotherapist, victimization isn't a choice. Taking up residence there in the victimhood, camping out there, living there perennially, and using whatever our circumstances are to justify why we are internally suffering, struggling, impoverished, whatever you want to fill in the blank, is the pathway to hell. It's the pathway to eternal victimhood. That's why it's called the victimhood. Victimhood. You take up residence, becomes your neighborhood in that victimhood. And it's true. Jews don't see themselves on that ladder because we couldn't afford to, right? We had to survive. This is thousands of years in the making. And so you give us lemons, we make lemonade. You give us a desert in the Middle East that nobody wanted. We were already living there, by the way. And we turned it into one of the most flourishing centers of agriculture, of technology, of medicine, of civil rights, of the only democracy. That's what we've had to do. You don't allow us into certain industries here in America. So you make us deal with money, so we become great at handling money, investors and money managers, and you wouldn't let us, not you, but, you know, historically, we weren't allowed into just any area of science. We weren't allowed into medicine. And so Jews started psychiatry, Freud and Adler and Frankl, and the list goes on. It isn't to say how great the Jewish people are. It's an adaptive survival and, you know, way to stay alive and get off of the rung of the victim ladder, because we can't afford to take up residence in the victimhood. So you read the Passover story, and what we're doing is we're remembering, as I talked about at the Passover Seder, all the tools in our go bag. So, you know, a go bag where you have, you know, if you're in the military or if you're whatever, you have a go bag and it's your essentials. You have one if you're pregnant. My wife had a go bag. We talked about what's in the go bag of the Jewish people. And we went around the table and it was an amazing conversation. We talked about things from the story of the Exodus. We talked about things accumulated in the diaspora in Europe and Russia, here in America. And what we realized was that go bag is full of ways not to remain. Yes, once you're victimized, but not to remain there. And to not only rise up and survive, but transform, as Dr. Frankl says, tragedy into triumph. And not only survive, but to thrive. It is time for this country, for all of us in it, to stop focusing on the victimhood. Yes, deal with the victimization. Yes, get people help they need. Yes, lend a helping hand. But then once we get them to a place where they're surviving, now get off the ladder and start climbing, right, in a different direction of accumulating your tools that go into the go bag and not letting anyone, anything, the circumstances around you dictate who you are and what you're destined to be in this society, in this world, in this lifetime. That's the message of Passover. No matter who you are, where you come from, what you're enduring, you, yes, survive. It's a start, but survival is not enough. If you want to move from victimhood to not only surviving but thriving, do the work, accumulate a solid go bag, and get going in your life to use those tools, not allowing anyone or anything to imprison you. And that's really what the journey of Passover is all about. So I will see you in the next video as we continue and start to wrap up our journey from slavery to freedom, whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever you're going through. See you in the next video.